Philippe Saint-Pierre, if you're the urgent care, today's date is 08/30/2025. The patient is for Miss Anita Clark. Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Anita spells A-N-I-T-A. Date of birth is 01/14/1946. This is a 79-year-old female here with left hip pain, period. She's accompanied by her family member who said he witnessed her trip and fall onto her left hip. He denies, and patient also denies, loss of consciousness. He said that she was leaving a family member home. She turned around to wave goodbye. That's when she tripped and fell, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, she has a left antalgic gait. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 136/69. Pulse 73. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Left hip. Full range of motion with moderate discomfort. Strength is approximately 3/5. No step off. No external rotation. Periods, neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented. Times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Period. S paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left hip contusion. Assessment number 2 is left hip pain. Period. Next paragraph. X-ray was done of her left hip. X-ray was read by me. Fixation device is in place and is aligned well. It does not appear to be displaced or no fracture of the bony structures demonstrated in this X-ray. Patient's husband brought a X-ray of a normal left hip with a fixation in place. The two were compared and they looked identical, period. He was advised that if patient continues to have pain, he must take her into the emergency room for a CT scan, as sometimes a CT scan will see abnormalities that we don't usually see on X-ray, especially when it comes to the hip. He says he understands and will comply. In clinic today, she received a Toradol 30 milligrams IM, and she was observed for approximately 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She said her pain is getting better. She was advised to continue meloxicam as she has at home for pain. I was given the opportunity to ask questions. They said they have none. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.